Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot is daf Lamed Tet, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim. We're holding on Lamed Chet Amud Beit, and we are in the middle of the sugya of the question of whether, according to Beit Shammai, we would say that the reason that we're going to be chaylik over here is because Shtar, that is Eimed Ligvot, is kegavui domi, or whether it's because he doesn't hold, the way Abai understands it, that Beit Shammai doesn't hold that we say ain't safek motzi midei vadai, and that we would be chaylik even in a case where it would be a safek motzi midei vadai. And so yesterday we had a number of possibilities in that. We said that, look, Abaye would be made that it's possible you cannot bring a raya from Ksuva because that is mishum b'china. It may be that indeed shtar oimed ligvot kigavui domi. That doesn't mean that in general. That would be what Beit Shammai holds. However, today we have another point, and that is our Mishnah itself should be enough of a raya. Because take a look at 8 lines on the bottom, the Lutva Ktuva Matniti. In the case of our Mishnah, one of the things that we were asking about, it's true that we asked, what about Nechosim Manichasim, the Yatsimima, which is Nechsem Aluk? I understand that there we could say that they are similarly. Both sides are similarly besafik. But what about the cases of the Ketuvah? In the Ketuvah, the Mishnah Beit Shammai said, Chalukim. Why would we be Chalukim? Clearly, the Ketuvah, you have to be Motzi. If you're going to be Motzi, then we should have said that the idea is, Ein Safik Midei Motzi Midei Vadai. So you see, Abai should have said. So you see, Rava, that indeed, Allah, according to Beit Shammai, is we don't believe Ein Safik Midei Midei Vadai. No, because you can't bring a raya from Ketuvah de Matnitin. You know why? Because it could be Beit Shammai isn't arguing on that case. He could taina lo plige. What do you mean? What are you talking about? The Mishnah says beferish. Lo plige. Listen to the words of Mishnah Katana. Quote, Meita if she dies. What shall be done with her Ketuvah? Mind you, her Ketuvah. And with the Nechse Malug, continues the Mishnah to say, part of the quote, Beit Shammai Omrim, Yachloku Yorshei Abal and Yorshei Av, Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Nechasi B'cheskataz, what are you talking about? He's not Chaylik, he is Chaylik. Nope. You don't have to read the Mishnah like that. Okay, come on. The Mishnah might be read like this. Meita ma yaseh b'chtuvata. Period, okay? Shofka. Now, leave that blank. Beit Shammai did not respond to that question. What do we do with the Ketuvah? He waited until Beit Hillel finished his words. Beit Hillel says that we do Nechasim Beches Katan, which obviously in terms of a Ketuvah, Nechasim Beches Katan means you're going to have to be Tovea, or Yorshim will have to be Tovea. They can't because it's a Suffolk. Okay. So that Shofka. Then, Nechasim HaNechasim VaYotzinima, Ma Yeaseh Behem, and there Beit Shammai Omrim Yachloku Yorshe Abal and Yorshe Av, Ubeit Hillel Omrim Nechasim Beches Katan. So that was the situation in a position of Zika where she had died. That's all. So you can't prove anything. Omer of Ashi, by the way, I mean, this does sound weird to read the Mishnah like that, but it's much less weird than you think, because in reality, Matniti Namidaika, there is a diuk that the Mishnah should be read that way. Because why do we say, Yachloku Yorshe HaBaal im Yorshe HaAv? Well, that would mean that the Yorshe HaBaal are the ones that are, woo, here's the Chiddush, even the Yorshe HaBaal are able to get. If we were talking about the Ketuvah, it should have said the other way around. That the Yorshe HaAv are able to be chelik with the Yorshe HaBaal, which was forgiven. We understand that the Ketuvah is in the Rishus of the Yorshe HaBaal. So must be that indeed, that part is not the part that Beit Shammai was referring to. He wasn't talking about the Ketuvah. He was talking about the Nechsem Alug, which are Nechasim, Anechasim, Viyotzim, Imash, Mamina. Abaye says, look, man, I have a completely different explanation of the Mishnahs. What do we have so far? We have an interest. Let's just review once again, okay? Because we've gotten a little bit afar from our opening mission. Let's just go look back at the Mishnah again. Remember that what we seem to have on the surface is an inconsistent Mishnah. On the one hand, the Reisha says, "A shomer to Yavam, who inherited that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are made, that lechatchila she can go and she can sell the nechasim," meaning that they don't go into the Rishus of the Yavam because of the Zika. And then the next case says that if she died, what do we do with the nechassim? And all of a sudden we have a machlokas Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. We don't understand why all of a sudden there's a machlok. So we had Ula's opening pshat. Ula's chiddush, and it was a bit painful to fit it into the Mishnah, but Ula claimed that the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, the Mishnah, was what was her status at the time that she fell for Yiva. Right? So the Reish was talking about her status was an Arusa, and therefore the question was, what does the status of an Arusa do in a case of Zika? And he was machalik between Suffolk Zika, Suffolk Arusa, meaning it's a lot of Suffolk, but it means it's a minimal Arusa versus a minimal Nesua, and that was the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. But when it came to Erisin, it ended up that they said the same thing. The Mishnah says the difference is Meita. That's not the difference. That's only in order for us to be able to establish the machlokas about whether Chokin in the Chosim or Becheskosim, which we wouldn't have been able to say. Rabbah points out that's a little bit tricky, because we could have said that she didn't have to die, and that we were talking about the Perot, and we weren't talking about the Guf. Okay, true. We'll see that any other Pshat in the Mishnah is going to have to handle that issue. So Rabbah therefore had what he believes is the better approach. The better approach is the Mishnah has no hidden variables. The difference between the Reish and the Seifa is exactly what the Mishnah says it is. Is she alive? Or is she dead? We don't have to worry about a thing. And the only issue over here is Suffolk Motzi B'Dei Madai, since you're going to have to be Motzi over there. So if they're coming to do a Yerusha, so over there with Taina, that they should be a Yachloku. Abaye did not like that because he held that Beit Shammai doesn't hold Ein Suffolk Motzi B'Dei Madai. And Rabbah said, look, all your proofs that Abaye, that Reish Lakish, all your proofs that Beit Shammai doesn't hold of Ein Safek Motzi M'Dei Vadai are not true. And the common denominator is that a shtar omid d'gvot is kegov v'idami. So whether we're talking about a ketuvah, we're talking about a balchov, it's not a separate step. It's simply a question of them taking the place of the yoresh. Okay. Abaye himself now wants to come along and say, okay, hold on, boys, we got a third approach. Here's the third approach. Rabbi Ono, the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is when did the Nechassim fall Beirusha? That's the point. The Reisha is talking about the Naflu Lakishi Shomeret Yavam. They felt her after the death of her husband. And over there, everybody is made, that at that point, the Yavam is not going to be Yorishta. Whereas the Seifa is talking about that there were Nafala when she was stocked of the Baal before he even died. And what is the meaning of Abaye's distinction? Clearly, Kasavar Abaye, that the din is Yado ki Yada, that normally when the Chasim fall to a married couple, and it's a Nisuin, so over there the Halacha is, even Aliba de Beit Hillel, that Nechasi Becheskatam, that's because a normal Nisua, we would have said that the Rishus of the Baal and the Isha, and the custom that fall to her in the state of marriage, is equal. Very similar to modern dinim, I mean a civil dinim. And he doesn't have more yad than she has in the Nechassim. And therefore, when he dies, the Yavam, who is coming along with Zika, and we've already seen Zika does not give him the same rights as the Nesua, and that would mean, by definition, that she now has more kayach and nechassim than he does. And because of that, the nechassim considered to be becheskata. And therefore, Beit Hillel said, nechassim becheskata. Whereas Beit Shammai would normally hold that in a nesua, the riyad of the Baal is more potent than hers. And when it comes to a nesua through Zika, where the Baal died, they are now equal. Once they're equal, Mabela, they should be Chokin, Beshava. And that's what he's saying. Omar Le Rava, so Rava asked the same Kasha, and he says like this, if we're talking about Nafle Lekishi Tachtav Dabal, I say Kuli Amalo Plige Diyodo Adifa Miyada. Over there, for sure, he would be stronger than her. And that is not the Machlokas Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And in that case, even Beit Shammai would be Meida, that the Baal is the one that takes the Nechassim. And here the Yorshe Abba. I don't believe that we should read that into the Mishnah. The difference is not when the Nechasim fell. The difference is the good old machlokas that we're aware of. And this is the most reasonable approach. Has there not been a machlokas throughout this Pesachta between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about the power of Ma'amar? Yes. That's probably the difference. The Reish is talking about the Lo Avad B'Ma'amar. The Seifa is talking about the Avad B'Ma'amar. And therefore, clearly what Rav is assuming is that Aliba de Beit Shammai, if the Ma'amar makes her a Vadai Arusa, in terms of, we'll see in a moment what the Vadai Arusa is, and it makes her a Suffolk Nesua, which we'll explain in a moment. It makes her a Vadai Arusa. I have no choice but to say that Aliba de Beit Shammai, Ma'amar is Kena Kenyan Gomor, because he said before in the case, well, there were three brothers. Two brothers were married to two sisters. One of the brothers dies and leaves one of the sisters to a third brother, who does not have a wife. And he goes ahead and he makes Ma'amar on the sister. He's not Miyabin. The second brother died. So now we have a situation where Lechora, she is now Asura, and both are Asura, because of Akotz Kukato. He should have to divorce his current wife, who had made Ma'amar. Plus, we'd have the problem of giving Chalitza because Akotz Kukato is only a Drabonet. But that's not what Beit Shammai says. Beit Shammai says, Ishto Imo, 100% marriage, despite the fact that he was never miyaveh, and the other sister that falls to him afterwards is completely patura. So do I have any choice but to admit that according to Beit Shammai, it's a vadai. Ma'amar is a vadai marriage. So she's 100% an arusa. Otherwise, how could he possibly say that the other one doesn't fall? That she's an erava? She's not an erava, it's a drabonah. Fine. However, do not make this mistake of thinking that just because Ma'amar is Kenya Kenyan Gomer, Gabi the Din of Lutchot Bitsara, that it's Ma'amar is Kenya Kenyan Gomer to bezake him in the Nechasi. That not? And therefore I say that it makes her only a Suffolk Nesua because of that. You have to be Cholek the Nechasim. Whereas if he didn't make Ma'amar, so then there was nothing to discuss in Beit Shammai said initially. We don't have a problem if you don't make Ma'amar. She is completely in charge of the Nechasim. Why wouldn't she be? This is what he said even with a normal case of the Arusa. Itmar Mishmei de Rebbe Lazar Kavati de Rava. And indeed, Rebbe Lazar is quoted as saying like Rava. And Itmar Mishmei de Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Chanina Kavati de Abaye. That the difference is whether it fell Aliba de Abaye when she was married to the first husband, or whether it fell as in the Reisha when she was a Shomeret Yavam. Says that's not possible. Rav Elazar couldn't have said that he holds like Rava that Maimer is kind of Kinyagomer to make her a Vadai Arusa to Sofik Nesua, because Rav Elazar himself said, "Vamar Rav Elazar, Ma'amar LeBeit Shammai Eina Kona Ela Litchot Betzara Bilvad." What does that mean? That yes, 100%, it's Doicha, the other sister, and she's a real Erava, but don't tell me it does anything for the financials. Doesn't affect the financials at all. Does not make her a Suffolk Nesua in terms of giving a schus to the Baal to say now that we should be Yachloku. Ooh, that's a problem. Okay, you know what? It must have been April. We probably got mixed up. It must have been Itmar Mishpei to Rebbe Lozer Kavasa de Abaye. And Itmar Mishpei to Rebbe Yossi was Dafka Aliba de Rav. Well, you know what? Wait a minute. No. Stick with what we said. Look, you're going to go ask Rebbe Lozer. Rebbe Lozer, didn't you say that it's only Maimer in terms of being Deicha, the Tzara? No, Rebbe Lozer said, what's the matter with you guys? Was I talking about financials? I was talking about the dinim of Ishus, right? So all I was telling you was that you should know Maimer is Kaina to be Deicha Tzara 100%. However, you can't give her again. You're still going to need Chalitza if you try to get rid of it. That's all I was saying. That's what Bilvad meant. I wasn't talking about implications for Yerusha. I wasn't thinking about that. So ki amre ana de lo sagila beget, elo de boi nami chalitza. Did I ever talk about lachalok bide chasim, that with a maimer skreina or not? Who was talking about that? Mi amre. And my male, it's no kasha, Rabbi Elazar's general approach to Beit Shammai's ma'amar, and Rava's approach to our Mishnah, that the difference with the Reish and the Seifa is talking about ma'amar. Amrav Papa, you should know that if you're medayin in the Lashon of the Mishnah, it's most mashma like Abaya. Even though I admit that according to Abaya, we cannot explain the fact that the Mishnah insists that she died in the Sefer. Because as Rabba pointed out, the Chatrila, why would we have to say that she died if there's this other variable? And you could have been speaking about the Peros instead of the Guf, as we'll see in a moment. So I forgot the Kasha Meta. Why does it say she died? But let me just tell you where the Diak of the Mishnah is. Mashma like Abaya. The Diak is like this. Diktani. Nichasim ha-nichasim v'yotzimim. Okay, so generally we talk about nichasim v'yotzim. That's just an interesting way of referring to nichasim alug, okay? But, lamaisa, when you think about what the words mean, okay, well, what do we mean by nichasim? What do we mean yotzim? I'm saying when it says nichasim, it's talking about nichasim that are nichasim to reshut habal, and the nichasim that are yotzim mirushut habal, and where did they go? We said they're yotzim. Yotzim reshut habal. Where did they go? They were yotzim reshut habal l'reshut ha'av. Is that what it means? After she died. So what does that mean? Well, how were they ever in reshut habal? It must be that she had been yoreish tos nechasim when there was a baal, before he died. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. They never came into reshut to go out of his reshut. So if this is the way you want to refer to nechasim alug, then darn it, Abaya is 100% right. It's talking about that there were once nechasim, that she had been yoreish, and there it was. The Baal must have died after that. Now, even though I agree that the Meta doesn't make any sense, I forgot the Kasha Meta, because as Rabba pointed out yesterday, why argue about the question of the dispensation of the actual items of Nichsei Maluk? We could have simply argued about the dispensation of the Peres, and then she could have still been alive. And there would be no Gea Perot. I don't want to even discuss this, okay? Because there's no answer to that question. There's no theoretical answer to that question. There cannot be a difference in the Guf in terms of Acharmita or in the Perot in terms of Chayel. So there's no theoretical approach. Let's not bother thinking about that, okay? So that's going to be a problem no matter how you learn. But all I can tell you is that if you get rid of that, bottom line is the Mishnah is Beduyak like Abaya.
We don't say Nechasim Yotzim Ima, you know, Le'ama, like that's the Lashon for this property.
Yeah, but why would we be talking about over here that in a Mishnah that's talking about that was Yoreshit? That's the whole point of the Mishnah, is that it's trying to establish what to do with the Yerusha. Then that's not to be included at all in normal words for Nechasim alone. Unless it really was the same getters, the same alug. Kansa, so then we said, Kansa reik ishto l'chol davar. In terms of what? L'may yochata. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, in terms of Megar Shabaget, and he could be Magzira. Megar Shabaget? No, obviously, I understand. He married her, and now she's ishto. Why wouldn't it be Pshita? Ah, no, because remember, we discussed much earlier, how do you explain the fact that even after it says in the Pasuk, Ulekachalo le'isha, it then throws in the words V'yibma. That's crazy. What do you mean V'yibma? V'yibma was before. So apparently, despite the fact that he was Ulekachalo le'isha, the Torah insists on calling her a permanent status Yivama. So, Elmarachmana, V'adayin Yivume HaRishona Aleha. And therefore, you can't get rid of her with a get. You would need chalitza. The chalitza in beget lo. Kamash malam. That's not the case. And we saw the things that it did mean to teach us back on daf chet. Now, next thing that it says, umach zira. Well, obviously. I mean, if you could be begarsha, why not mach zira pshita? Ah, because again, sakta techamina. Mitzvah derani rachmona ale avda. Look, he did his mitzvah. He had his brother's wife. He took care of the chiyav on him, okay? He now has gotten rid of her with chalitza, so now it should go back to where it was. I should take him let Yisrei Shetach. I mean, does it say anywhere that it should be a permanent removal of the Yisrei Shetach? Maybe it's just do your mitzvah. Kamash malan. Hey, you know, but it's a darn good point. How do you know it means that? Maybe, in fact, she's a permanent status, Eshet Achiv, except that the Torah says that Yibum is Doch Eshet Achiv. But the moment that that's over, why would we say there's no Erva that suddenly changes because of something else other than the death of a wife in terms of Achot Tisha? Maybe it's a permanent status issue. So Ve'im Al-Chinami, that's a very good point. No, because That means we have changed her status to an isha. And the last thing that the Mishnah said is that the only change here is that bilvache teik tuvata amirseba alaharisha. So that that's an unusual situation. A yavam is married to a woman who does not have a lien against his property to collect her ketuba. Why is that? My time. Because isha hikna lo min hashamayim. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this wife. And where did he agree? I mean, where did he say he wants to be? I want her. I want my nechasa to be. You don't create shibudim out of nowhere. It has to be, the guy had to sign off. Normally, someone marries someone, he's signing off, essentially, on a ketuba, which includes that kol nechasai or mishubadim to this ketuba. Where would it come from? Now, the truth is that if there were no nechasim, then we're in trouble. Because if there were no nechasim, then it would be an equivalent to being mizana with her. Because we said that everybody who keeps a woman that he could casually get rid of, you know, with writing a get, doesn't have to worry about any implications of giving her a get. That's like sort of a one-night stand kind of thing. I mean, it doesn't matter how long you want to keep her around. The moment you change your mind, it's like the Arabs who wrote, you know, you are no longer my wife. You know? Now he goes to the whorehouse and he comes back tomorrow and says, all right, now you're my wife again. I mean, what? That's not marriage. So therefore, the Rabbonim, Iletla Min HaRishon, if she does not have any properties from the first, then for sure the Rabbonim were mitakein that she could collect a ketuva from the Yavan. Mi'asheni, k'dei sh'lo to'i kala b'inav lo hotziyah. So what's the point? Min HaRishon. If there was a property there from before, right, so then, okay, anyway she would have collected. I mean, he got that property, she could collect from it. If there isn't property, so then anyway you would have to pay, you're saying, like anybody else. So then, what does the Mishnah say? Oh, bilvach, take as if, like, there's a big difference, though, because the property, at least, is not mishubit, but it is mishubit, because if there isn't, so he's going to have to get it back? Okay, so the Tosfos has a big discussion on this. And he explains that the nafkamina halacha lemaisa will be that the yavam can, is allowed to sell his fields without needing to worry about and provide a guarantee against the tirof of his field through his wife. If ultimately he'll divorce her. So normally, you have to provide always, you know, property insurance. Specifically against that kind of thing, like we do today. What do they call that again? Title insurance. So you would have to provide title insurance that there's no liens against property. Now he doesn't. All right. Zokei l'kemishnah. Mitzvah begadol liyabim. All right, now we're getting at last two out of these. Whew, the financials were a little bit of a problem because it's not really a Yavamit Sugya so much. It was taking a lot for granted in terms of our Yesh Neuchling ideas, but we haven't gotten there yet this cycle. So now we're back to the Dinim of Yibam. So Mitzvah B'Gadol Yabim, as we discussed earlier, now we're finally at the Mishnah. L'chatchila, the Torah says, and we understood that to mean not a reference to a child that's born, but rather the oldest of the brothers. Has the chiyuv to be miyabim lechatchila. Lo ratza, suppose he refuses. Okay, so if there's any other brothers, we'll go to the brothers. So then mahalchan al kol achi. But what about if nobody wants to act? So then we go back to the gadol and we say, look, buddy, the ikar mitzvah is on you. We understand it's not only on you, and that's why we let you off when you ask, you know, maybe you can find somebody else. We couldn't find somebody else, and now we're going to have to force you either to do chalitz or yibum. If he says, yeah, but wait a minute, I got a 12-year-old brother who's going to be bar mitzvah next year, or next week, whatever. Why don't we wait till he gets to be bar mitzvah and then ask him? You know, I mean, it's not fair to force me. Can't we wait till after the bar mitzvah? So if he's told the katanachiak deal, or he said, oh, listen, I got an older brother, but my older brother has moved to Australia, but one day he may come back, and we'll ask him when he comes back. Well, actually, I heard he was planning on coming back next week. Can we wait till next week? I mean, what's the big deal? So he says, let's wait for the gadol achiavobi midatayam. Or he says, listen, I have a brother who's, you know, he's in an insane asylum, but they're working on him. You know, so at any moment, he might be getting out. Right? So, So he's a cheresh, he's a sheita, but the doctors say there's hope. No. Ein shamim lo, we don't listen to him, we force him to act. Lo omrim lo alecha mitzvah, now choose what you want to do. O chalotzo yabe. Now, question is like this. Suppose the gadol is willing to do chalitza, but a younger brother is willing to do yibum. So if we have a choice, which one is better? The biyat katan or the chalitzat gadol? So it's actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon. Chad amar, well, yibum is the ikar mitzvah. And the idea of the older one being the one, that's more like a lechatchila. But it's not the ikar mitzvah, is it? So the biyat katan is more choshev. So then we'll say, look, you know what? If the older brother only wants to be chayla, it's tough on him. We'll take the younger brother's yibum instead. V'chad amar, chalitzat gadol adifa. So bandi amar, biyat katan is adifa because the ikar mitzvah is b'yibum, the mitzvah b'yibum. And the one who said chalitzat gadol adifa, what's the svar for that? Because bimkom hagadol, biyat katan lav klumi. It's that it hasn't started, you see. Because we don't look at the katan when we have a gadol who's willing to respond to the mitzvah. Faryah b'chor. The fact that somebody is shouting from the background, hey, what about me? We don't hear you. Sorry, who are you? We have the older brother. He's the one that's dealing with the issue. No, this doesn't mean a child. It means the younger brother. Yeah, he might be 40 years old. No, we're waiting for the katan to grow up. We'll see later on what the din is. If a katan does do yibum, that we'll talk about. But right, we don't give it to the katan to do. Yeah, we'll see. Fine. It's the famous question of whether they're allowed to stay together. We're always afraid he might turn out to be sterile, and therefore he's sleeping with her all these years in sin. But that's the machlok of Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. It's not no guess right now.
But we don't mean a
cotton
again.
No. Cotton means a younger brother. Except the one case where it did mean a cotton is where he said, wait until my brother is yagdil. That meant a cotton before bar mitzvah. Now, explain to me this machlokas in light of the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, lo ratza, then, and only then, we go to the other brothers. Okay? Now, I mean, I'm assuming lo ratza means he doesn't want to do yibum, but he's willing to do chalitza. And when we go to the other brothers, it means we go to the other brothers to see if anybody wants to do yibum. I mean, is that how you read it? And what would that mean? It would mean that we prefer the biyat katan of a younger brother to his willingness to be chelitz on the part of the older brother. No, not pitom, that's not what it means. I'll tell you what it means is that he doesn't want to do anything. We come to him and say, I don't want to hear from him. Okay. And so loratza means loratza, not to be chelitz, not to be biyabim. So then, fine, read the rest of the Mishnah. So now we're closer to the other achim, and we didn't find loratzu. And that would also have to mean, obviously, be consistent. It means they don't want to do anything. They don't want to do chalitza. They don't want to do yibum. So then, I mean, in that case, why are we going back to the gadol? I mean, I understand if the gadol is ready to do the mitzvah. I mean, that's why it's the gadol. And the whole idea is to be making the shem achiv, and so he's not going to do that anyway. So who cares who does the chalitza? So it's now the bezdin. You understand? I mean, we've been dealing with this already for a month until we identified where this brother is, where that brother is, and shluchim, and summonses, and everything. So now we're going to have to go back and look for the older brother again? Forget it. Just take any brother and say, look, man, we got no time for this. Just please be mad to this woman. You know, we'll put you at the cherem. So why do we force Bezdin to go back to him? We should just force whoever the last guy was that we brought into court. So, okay, listen, guy, we've run out of options. Sorry. You're the last one we asked, you do the chalitz. So lichvayelid you do. No, because the point of the mitzvah being on the gadol is not that the mitzvah is on the gadol to be minyabim specifically. The mitzvah is on the gadol to deal with it. That's the point. In which case, given the mitzvah li didei ramye, we go back to him and the didei kafina. Okay, so let me ask you the next piece of the Mishnah. The brother says, can't we wait for my little brother's bar mitzvah next week? So, talab katanachi adil ain shom imla.
Not a bar mitzvah present.
Huh?
Bar mitzvah present.
Yeah, it's a nice bar mitzvah present. Yeah. It's better than the old way of going to the red light district. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is great. So, listen, it wasn't so long ago that literally, you'd have a bar mitzvah and a wedding the same night. It would ask, so which son is older? Yeah. because of whatever, all kinds of issues, armies issues and so on, but the men he wants to marry, marry off kids even before bar mitzvah. So, Ibiyat Katan is Adifa. Why don't we accept what he's saying? He's saying, look, there's a chance you're going to find a brother that is ready to be Miyabim. What are you telling me to do Chalitza for? I mean, so doesn't that show you that Biyat Katan is not Adifa? But if it was Adifa, wouldn't we wait a week for a bar mitzvah? So, my ancient Mimla, Nintar, let's wait, because now after his bar mitzvah, maybe he'll be willing to be Miyabim. So, Dilma Godel Miyabim. I understand. And let's say, so what do you hold? You hold that Biyat Katan is not Adifa. So then, when he says, let's wait until the Godel comes back from Australia, he's due back in a week. We don't listen to him there either. Why? There for sure we should listen to him. I don't care which pshat you hold. Either the Katan is going to be the problem or the Godel is going to be the problem. Right? But nonetheless, even though the older brother would come back and do Chalitza, we don't wait. Why? So obviously the issue here is nothing to do with what is better. The issue is waiting. We don't wait. You deal with the mitzvah as it's in front of you. The best in act now. Doesn't say, like, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. I'm just dealing with this issue today. There's a chiyuv over here of Chalitza. You can shout all you want. Maybe my brother's coming back. He's not here. So therefore, koshu yei mitzvah lo machinam. That's the point of the mitzvah. It has nothing to do with who's better. Now, there's a different approach in which all of this goes backwards. Some learn that just the opposite. Ita amre, if we're talking about Bia, everybody agrees that if one of the brothers, whoever he is willing to do Yiba, that for sure comes before the fact that he's the older brother. So Biat Katan is for sure Adifa. The question is the Chalitza of a Katan. That's the difference. Suppose you have a question of two brothers, Chalitzat Katan, Chalitzat Gadol, is there still a mitzvah of Hayah Bechor that the oldest one is supposed to be the one responsible? Even though he's rejecting his responsibility by saying, no, I want to be Chalitz and I don't want to be making shame? Or is the point that the mitzvah is Begodol, specifically in terms of genetics and in the Yibam? Not we give him the right to refusal, no, it wouldn't make any sense. That's the machlokas.
You said that it is Allah Gadol, his responsibility?
That's the question. That was the first approach. Now we're taking another approach. It's an Ikri Amri. So the Ikri Amri, the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, is about that specific issue. Chad amar chalitzat gadol adifa anyway. The chad amar now, once the Gadol doesn't want to do Yibam there, they're on the same level. So ki adani nina. Man, the amar chalitzat.
Is there a time factor for Yibum, for no time factor?
No, other than...
That's a question.
Other than Mizarzin for a mitzvah. There's no time factor. Bezdin doesn't sit around waiting. This woman wants to get married. She's also...
No, I mean, saying if it takes a year to sort it out, it's going to be that immediately? That's my question.
It doesn't have to be, but Bezdin doesn't let this woman sit in limbo, that's all. And then wants you to do the mitzvah now. That's not the same as the question of whether it's built into the mitzvah. It's not built into the nature of the mitzvah, but Besdin acts on mitzvahs. We don't wait around for no reason. So, Mandi, Omer Chalitzat Gadol, Adifa, what's the reason? The mitzvah is Begodol. As we said, he's responsible. Not he's responsible for Hakamat Shein. He's responsible for the mitzvah, including the right of refusal. Ve'idach, nah, ma pitom, kamin mitzvah Begadol, that is in terms of Hakamat Shein, Linyan Yibum. But why in the world would he have a bigger mitzvah to be the one that does chalitza? That makes no sense. In this version, our diyukim from the Mishnah go as follows. It's not. Now I'm assuming, what does that mean? As we assumed earlier, my lo ratzu. Lo ratzu liyabeim ela lachalotz. So then, why are we going chozrin etzel gadol? Apparently, even for chalitza, the gadol is adifa, huh? What do you say about that? Well, I say maybe lo ratzu means lo ratzu to do anything. That's the point. So if lo ratzu, neither chalitza nor yibum, so then we go back to the gadol. No, that doesn't make sense either. Because then when it says that the gadol doesn't want, okay, what does that mean? The kavate gabe gadol also means, no, I don't want to have anything to do with it. So if he doesn't want to have anything to do with it, you just told me that if he doesn't want to have anything to do with it, and we're talking about chalitza, so then, am I chozrin etzel gadol? We're going to what? Go back to the Gadol to be kaifin, the Gadol to be chalitz. Why would we be kaifin the Gadol to be chalitz? We could be kofin anybody to be chalitz, even according to you. Because given the mitzvah lady, they were on the lady, they kaifin. Look, it's only fair. If he was the one that the Torah mentions in terms of the mitzvah, so let him be the one that we're going to be kofin. Just so like a brother at random. Okay. Toshma. About the next piece of the Mishnah, just as we did earlier. It's up to you. It's backwards, of course. Toshma. He says, wait until my older brother comes back. We don't listen to him. But if the question here is that the chalitz of the gadol is adifa, why wouldn't we listen to him? Wait until the ship comes in next week. I mean, nintar, because maybe we'll be able to be behind the mitzvah of chalitz with the gadol, which according to you is important. Yeah, and according to you, well, you say it's all the same. So then how do you explain the fact when he says, let's wait for the katan achi agdil ein shomim lo? We're agreed that maybe if the katan after his bar mitzvah wants to do yibum, that for sure is good, right? So why wouldn't we wait for him? Because kosher yibum mitzvah, lo shein et, it's very simple. We don't put off till tomorrow, but we can do today. And there's no excuses about maybe it'll be better. Now, tzanat ha-mitzvat yibum kodem mitzvat chalitz. We know, and we've discussed this issue, we have the general din in the mitzvah, that as far as the Torah is concerned, really, the mitzvah of Yibum is the Iker mitzvah, not chalitz. But that was Brishonah. Shayu mitkavnim, l'shem mitzvah. That was when people were interested in doing mitzvahs. Now, people aren't interested in mitzvahs, they're interested in sex. So, achshav she'ein mitkavnim, l'shem mitzvah. It was at that point that the Chachamim said, well, nowadays the mitzvah of chalitza is kodemet l'mitzvah Yibum. Says Rav, look, but, I mean, the deal is that ein kofi, that is to say, that in a case where you have, the Yavama is interested in Yibum. The Yavama is interested in Yibum. Well, we're going to force them not to get married, and we're going to say, no, you have to be chalitz. No, absolutely not. Ki'ata l'kami de Rav. And when a pair like that would come in front of Rav, where she says, I'd like to get Yibum, he says, he used to say to the Yavam, look, Iva ita chalot, if you want to do chalitza, then by all means, you can do chalitza. But Iva ita, if you want to do yibum, you can do yibum. B'didachtala, Rahman the Torah, left it up to you. This specific girsa is, the rush has a difference, because here it sounds like it's up to you even if she doesn't want. And the whole point, the way Rashi understands the sugya, is dafka if she does want. And this is the way Rashi understands the sugya. Lamaisa, Tosfos learns the whole sugya very differently, as we'll discuss in a moment. But first, let's read the Gemara like Rav. So, im lo yachpotza ish, but if he's chafetz, it's up to him. Iboy cholitz, iboy yet. Va'af rebutas over in kofim. I know that it's not that you don't have the right to be miyabim, because Rav Yehuda was mitakein, the language of the get of chalitza. Get of chalitza is a document that a woman has that, even though you don't need it, midiraita, but it's a document that proves to everyone, in case somebody says, look, I'd love to marry you, but I'm not really sure. I know you were married before your husband died without any children. You know, I know you're telling me you got chalitza, but I mean, do you have any proof that you got chalitza? There's a document, so we created a document. The document is called the Get Chalitza, which is a raya rather than an actual working shtar. And what is the language of that shtar? Well, Rabbi Yehuda was mitakein that the language reads like this. Ech plonit bat ploni, akavat yat ploni yevama, kademana levedina, such and such a woman brought to our Beit Din her yava. And we discovered, through analysis, and we'll discuss what that means, vishtamudinu, we established to our satisfaction, biachua demitna mi abaniu, that this man is indeed a brother of the husband through a common father. And so we told this guy, Itzavita liyaben yaben, you want to be miyaben, go ahead. Ve'ilo, but if not, stick out your right foot. And he did. Ve'itla la ragla diyamina, and she took his shoe off, v'share tzide miyaw ragloi, and she spit in front of us, in front of the Beis Din, ruka de mitchazi levedina, we could see her spit, and it landed on the ground like it's supposed to, not on him. We're not a bunch of idiots or fundamentalists. But obviously, if this is what you write in the get, it means that you needed to offer him the option. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda holds that even Bisman Hazeh, that's the way we have to write it. Rav Chiya Bar Ava Masayim B'Mishmei the Rav Yehuda. Rav Chiya Bar Ava adds another line in the Get Miyun, in which it says, "Va'akrinu Madachti B'Zifer Oraita the Moshe," and we read the psukim to him as it appears in the Torah, so that he should be aware of the words that he has to say, "Lo chafatzti lekachta," and that's what he said. Now, what we said that we established to our satisfaction, what does that mean to our satisfaction? Well, we give a DNA test. I mean, what exactly is tamudi'inu? You know, it's all one thing to say we established who his mother is, but how the heck are you going to establish who his father is? So ishtabita means what? Pliki ba revacha v'ravina. Chad amar be'edim, that we had to establish that it is known that that was the chazaka on it, that he was always considered to be an ach of the maid. And others say it doesn't really require testimony, because it's not testimony that is inyanit, his DNA anyway. And what it means is that there needs to be a giloi milta. It could be afilu korov, afilu isha. And the halacha is that indeed it's giloi milta bi'alma. It's just for us to find out what the accepted thoughts were about this. And even if a korov comes along, even if an isha comes along, and says, look, the world always thought that he's a son of the same father, he was raised in the same house, there were never any indications that there were any differences, and so on, that is perfectly fine. But mitzvah, then mitzvah yibum kodemet, we said, the mitzvah chalitza. Akshav she'in mitkavdim l'shem mitzvah, then they say mitzvah chalitza is kodemet l'mitzvah yibum. Comes along Rami Bar Choma and said, well, Rabbi Yitzchak said, nowadays it's gone back to belief that mitzvahs yibum kodemes l'mitzvahs chalitza. I'm like, Nachar Bar Yitzchak, what? What do you think? People are better than they were before just because they live in Lakewood? Akshure darin. I understand. But, you know, they look more religious. Believe me, they're not better. Ah, no, that's not what happened. Obviously, he's not saying nowadays that people are so wonderful. That's not what he's saying. He made a mistake, is what he's saying. I used to think, because I feel like Abba Shaul, and I used to think that Abba Shaul was right. And according to Abba Shaul, as we'll see in a moment, mitzvah of chalitza is certainly ativ. And then we realized that we passed like the rabbi, not like Abba Shaul, the Tanya. Abba Shaul omer, hakoneset yivim tol shem noy. He wants to marry her because she's pretty. He wants to marry her because he wants a wife, l'shum ishut. Or whatever the heck he wants to marry her for, just for fun, l'shum davar acher. As far as I'm concerned, she is like an erva to him. The Torah never took off the iser of eshet ach unless it was for the tzorach of a mitzvah. And the guy who's not being mechafed for the tzorach of a mitzvah is not able to take his brother's wife, who is an erva. And you know what? I even think that to some extent the Vlad is like a mamzer. The Koravani be'inai liot avlam mamzer. The Chachamim say, well, what kind of business is this? The Torah gives you a mitzvah. Yevamayavo aleha. And now you are analyzing how well your kavon is for the mitzvah of such thing. That's all it says. Do the physical act. It doesn't say yevamo yikach sidur gadol v'yitpalel v'yichavei meshem shamayim v'az yavo ala b'kedusha. It doesn't say anything like that. So I don't know where you get that from. Man tan indeed la'ad tan rabbanu yavo ala mitzvah. Here it says in a bright like this. Yevama yavo ala as a mitzvah. Shebatchilaita alav bichlal heter. Before she got married to the brother, she was like any other woman. You know. Now his brother married her. Now she was Nesra. His brother died. Chazra v'utra. Now she once again is permissible to him. You might think she's permissible as she was before. Yochol tachzor leheterah harishon. Talmud domar. Oh no. Yevama yavo ala mitzvah. Now what does that mean? Who's the author of that? Mantana. Omrev Dishbarv. That's exactly Abba Shaul. That's what it's saying. It's saying like this. Yevama yavo ala mitzvah. It used to be that she was just a woman. She's always a woman to me. Ratzal Hashem noy konsa. Ratzal Hashem yishut. Because what difference does it make? Well, you want to take a woman. You take a woman because you want to take a woman. Now comes along the brother and his konsa. Now he can't take her for nothing. Now the brother dies. Chazra v'utra. You might think that means, okay, so now she's like she was before. She's always a woman to me. No. She's not Chazra l'tera l'rishana. Yavama yavala, lemitzvah, and only lemitzvah. Any other desire for her is pasul, and no longer yavama yavala. Rava says, you don't have to read the brayta like that. It worked out perfectly well according to Rabbanan. I'll give you a different interpretation. Okay, Yavama yavala, mitzvah. Before she got married to the brother, it's all up to you. You want to take this woman, you don't want to take this woman, it's entirely your business. Now the brother goes and marries her. Oh, you'd say, now it's even more my business. I can't take her. I'm not even going to think about her. So now, now the brother dies. So you'll think, okay, now we put her back to the way she was before, and you can decide if you want her or you don't want her. So Yoko Takzor Latera Shushon, meaning, Ratsa Kunsa, Ratsaino Kunsa. What are you talking about, Rob? What do you mean, Ratsaino Kunsa? The Torah says that she's a kuka to him. She's not allowed to get married to anybody. What do you mean? It's up to him. It's not up to him. What are you talking about? Bichdi tepuk, what she's supposed to go out to the shuk, give up the shuk, and this is the rice. What do you mean it's up to him? It's not up to him.
Agida Bey, she's attached.
I don't mean Ratsa Kunsa, Ratsa. Ignore her. I mean Ratsa Kunsa, Ratsa Choleitsa. You might think that it's equal the way it was before. You could take her or not take her. In this case, I could take it or not take it, meaning I could do Yibum or I could do Chalitza. Therefore, Tamalomer Yavama Yavala Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to take her. And then it would mean the exact opposite of Abishol. Huh. That's a very good interpretation as far as I'm concerned. To be continued. Velutva from our Mishnah Ketuva Dematitin. No, man, no pleading. No, you're reading the Mishnah wrong. Okay, come on. Period. Okay? Now, next question. Omer Vashi, I have a better idea. Sorry, I skipped. Whereas if it was referring to the Ketuva, it would have said Yorshia Av and Yorshia Baal. Shema Amina, it's not referring to Ketuva. Abai Omer, I have a better idea. Another one of my Ravashi Abai problems. And obviously, Abaya holds that normally in a full disuin would say Yadok Yada. And here, it's gone down a step. Omale Rava, oh, no, no, no. Enough like she tachtav the Baal, Kule Abel, Pligat Yada, Adifa Miada. The difference in the Reisha and the Seifa is Reisha the law of the Mama, Seifa is the law of the Mama, Uka Sava Rava, Mama Le Beit Shammai, Osava Daya Rusa, which obviously Beit Shammai says openly, Ishto Imo, Visafek Nisua, Vadaya Rusa Litchot Pitsara. It was now a real Erva, not just a Achotz Kukato. And safek nisua lachlok b'nechassim. Itman b'shmet rol, zer kavosi de rova, ve'itman b'shmet rabbi Yossi v'rabbi Chanina, kavati de abayim. Oh, no, no, no. Mi omer rabbi Lazar, achi. Omer rabbi Lazar, ma'amar le'beit Shammai, eina kona, ela letchot b'tzara bilvad. I'd explain that. Oh, I guess you're right. Epoch. Or, I could explain it. Iboy teima le'olam lot epoch. And all that rabbi Lazar might mean is Amalek Rabbi Lazar ki Amriana? Is that Lo Sagi Lo Beget? I'm talking about the boy Nami Lechalitza. Do you really think I had in mind the dinim about Chalukah Ben Achasim? The Lokani, what I was talking about, I wasn't talking about it. Mi Amri? Amri of Papa. The Yukad Matitin is actually Kabbasid Abai, even though there's a serious problem with Mishnah Libet Abai, which is the Kasha, the word Meta, quote unquote. Diktan. Now, why are we calling a Yerusha Nechasim HaYotzim Nechasim Ima? In what sense Nechasim and in what sense Yotzim? I mean, obviously, Nechasim means Nechasim Rishut HaBaal, which is only possible if she's married to him before he died. V'Yotzim Rishut HaBaal Rishut HaAv. Now, I agree, the Kashya Meta, which is Adamafogi Begufa Le'achar Mita Lifa Gubechayev LePerot V'Tulo Midi. Kansa, הרי היא כאשתו לכל דבר למהלך אותם רבי יוסי ברוך הניר לומר שמגרשה בגט ומחזירה מגרשה בגט פשיטה צעק עדה את רמין הולך וכתיב ולקחה לו לאישה ויבא אומר רחמנא which means עדיין יבומי הראשון עליה therefore you need to have חליצה not just the get כמשמלה okay and מחזירה isn't that פשיטה no She should go back to being taken with Yisrael Shetach. Come on, Shmuel. Ve'ima hachinami. Amakra lekacha lo leisha. Kivan shelekacha. Arei ki ishto lechol davar. Obavad shek tuvata anichsei ba'ala harishon. My time. What's the Yovam supposed to do? Isha ekdala min ha-shamayim. But you should know, let la min ha-rishon takina la misheni. Kidei shelo teka la beinav lahotziyah. מצווה בגדול יבם לא רצה מאחינו כל האחים לא רצו חזנץ הגדול ואמרינו עליך מצווה או חלוץ או יבם תלה בקטן עד שיגדיע לו בגדול עד שיבוא ממידת היה או חרב ששוט את הלגת צד על המערס אין שומעים לו אלא אומרים לו עליך מצווה או חלוץ או יבם איתמה ביד קטן וחליצת גדול פליגי בר רבי אוכרם רבי ישוע בן לוי אחד אמר ביד קטן עדיפה ואחד אמר חליצת גדול עדיפה מה די אומר ביד קטן עדיף אדם מצווה בייבו? ומה די אומר חליצת גדול עדיף ומוקם גדול ביד קטן לאף כלומי? לא רצה מחזירה כל הכינה מסומים. לא רצה means לא רצה לייבם אלא לחלוץ. And nonetheless we're looking for someone who's ready to do ייבו. מקטנים אחר יצא לו אחים? שבע מן הביד קטן would be better. No, לא רצה means nothing. לא רצה not to be חולץ, not to be מייאבן. So what? Then קבעתי גבי אחין also means לא רצה לא לחוץ ולא יאבן. So what's the point to be חולץ to next to גדול? Why go to him למכפי? We could be called for the last guy that we brought into the courtroom. Because given the mitzvah, לא ידידי רמי, לא ידידי קייפינה. תנא, תלה בקטן עד שיגדיל, אין שומעים לו. Now why not? If we're agreed that Biat Katan is Adifa, why ain't Shomimo? We might have a sucker who's ready to do Yibam. Nu, the Taimech, Bigadol, he says to be Teilach, Bamidatiyam. Over there, we're all agreed. You know, ain't Shomimo, why not? Maybe the Gadol will come and he'll do his thing. Diamati Vachalitz, Avakoshu Yemitzvah, Lo Mashimah. That's all. Iti Amrin, or Ikiti Amrin. That Bevia Kulayama lo plige, and the whole discussion of years off. That of course Biat Katan Adifa ki plige be Chalitzat Katan, that's the question. So Chalitzat Katan, Vachit, Chalitzat Katan, Chalitzat Gadol. Plige Baruch Yochum Rebbe Shimon Levi. Chad Amar Chalitzat Gadol is still Adifa, Vachad Amar, no, makes a difference. Ma'ad Yom Chalitzat Gadol Adifa Adam Mitzvah Begadol, Reida. I mean, a mitzvah gadol is, of course, where it's relevant. That's where it's an inyan of yibo. Hashem gave me a chalitza kadar inina. Tonight, lo ratzu chazinetzo agadol. Now, what does lo ratzu mean? I mean, my love, lo ratzu b'yaben. They're all ready to do chalitza, and now we'll go back to the gadol. You should do chalitza. So obviously, chalitza gadol adifa. No. Lo ratzu means lo ratzu at all. So, okay, so what does Loratza mean? Lagabi the Gadol also means Loratza at all. Lolak Lotzvali Abem, so why have to be Chayzer? It's not Gadol. Let's be Kofel Lididu. Okay, because that's the point. Given the mitzvah Lididu Ram, Yididu Kaifina. Toshma, Talab Gadol Achabar Medinat Yam, in Shomimlo. If Yod Chalitzat Gadol is Adif, why? We should be Shomimlo, Nintar, Dilmati Vachalit. Nu, and by the Katan. Achi Adil Ein Shomimlo, why? Maybe he'll grow up and he'll be miyabe. Clearly, koshu yemitzvah lo shehina. Zan hat a mitzvat ibum kodemet mitzvat chalitza, and that was only brishona. She'en kavnim l'shem mitzvah, but akshav she'en mitkavnim l'shem mitzvah. Amru mitzvat chalitza kodemet mitzvat ibum. Omar Rav, yeah, but ein kofin. Yatel kamer Rav amar lohu ibaita chalotz, ibaita yabem b'didach talachma. ואם לא יחפוצה אישה עם חפץ, יבוא יכול לצבוע יד. ואף רבי רסובה אין קופים. מן העד כן רבי רבי גיטה את החליצה. איך פלונית בת פלוני. הקוות יד פלוני ידמה קודמן על הוודינה. And to our satisfaction is בודאינו that indeed אחו אדמית למייבניו. And we told them it's a vitaliya ben ya ben. And she went and sharat zinei miarad loy, and then viyarkat bianpui ruka demischaz yelavetina al ara. And Rabbi Baravias Misayim b'Mishpatei Rabbi Yehuda, and v'akrinu madichtiv b'sefer oraita d'Moshe. Lovely formality there. When you say ishtemodiinu, means what? Pliga baravach revina charamar beidin v'charamar afilu karov afilu isha v'yochata it's kilu milta be'alma afilu karov afilu isha. So barishana shabik avlan she mitzvah yibum kadem le mitzvah chalitza. עכשיו, שאין מקבלים שמצווה, אמרו מצוות חליצה, כתב לו מצוות ייבום. אומרים, אני דרך אמרו רבי יצחק, חוזר אמר, that nowadays, מצוות ייבום is קדמת לו מצוות חליצה. אומרים, אנחנו, what do you mean nowadays? אקשורי דארי? No, it's just nowadays we don't pass Gav HaShoh. That's the point. Mikora, Savila Gav HaShoh. Lubesuf, Savila Karab, Onan Letanya. Abba Shoh, Lomer. Ha, Koneset, Yivim Tol, Lashem Noi, Lashem Yishul, Lashem Dabar Acher. Kilo Pogea Bi Ereva. Vekorova Ni Beinai, Liyot Avad Mamzer. Vekakom Yom Omrim, Yevama Yavo Alea, Mikomako. Man Tan Alta Rabbani, Yevama Yavo Alea, Mitzvah, Shebitchila, Ita Alav Bechal Heter. Nesra, now he died because of the Yochotak Zola Tera Rishon. Tamaloma Yavama Yavala Mitzvah, Mantana. On Mizabaradim, oh, perfect. It's Abba Shoh, welcome. Yavama Yavala Mitzvah. Because Betchila didn't matter why you would become Yisrael. She was stunned at her. Ratzashe Noi, Ratzashe Mishud, Konsa. Comes along, brother, and now she's Nesra. Now goes away, brother. Chazravutra, Yochot Tazola Terari Shonan, you could take her even Lashem Noi, Lashem Yishut, and so on. Tamadoma Yavoyvola, the mitzvah, like Abba Shoh. Ravam, enough! If you're Timura Boni, you agree like this. Yavoyvola, mitzvah, Shabit Kalaita, Bechal Heter, meaning, it's up to you, Ratsa Kunsa, Ratsa No Kunsa, Nesra Chazra, Nesra. And now Chazrutra. So Yochot Azola Terari Shon, meaning Ratze Konsa, Ratze No Konsa. What? Excuse me? Ratze No Konsa. What was that supposed to mean? Agida Be, what? Bechti Tepuk? Anisdi Raisa? No, I mean Ratze Konsa, Ratze Choretzla. That's what you would think. Tomodoma Yavamoava Yavola Mitzvah. You don't have an option, Lechatchila. You're supposed to do the mitzvah.
What's the word itla mean?